there is definitely a need for a second opinion on the actual cause of death, especially from independent medical personnel. We cannot overemphasize the role of independent postmortems to discover what are the true causes of death. We know in the past that there have been concerns, not only from our association, but other partners within civil society around the general conditions in which prisoners are kept, people who are in correctional facilities are held.
Have you approached the government with this request?
Well, under Section 50 of the new constitution, there is now a right to consult a medical practitioner of the choice at their own expense. And it is this constitutional provision that our association is going to approach the correctional facilities to request to have access. We are basically demanding an overhaul of the general conditions in which prisoners are kept. If those conditions support outbreaks of disease, if those conditions expose prisoners to conditions where there's malnutrition and there's poor health.
Do you see Zimbabwe meeting the minimum standards set by the United Nations on prisons?
It's difficult to say. That is my aspiration, my desire, that Zimbabwe would use the minimum standards set by the United Nations